Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Starlight Tea Rooms, it's those wacky funsters from the town you know as Bletchley, but we know as Hot. Yes, it's truly Madly Bletchley! And here's your host. Yes, he drinks cocoa, but honestly, he can be quite trendy sometimes. Mr. Dutton!
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Bletchley. Can it really be a week since we were last here? How time flies. And there's no expense spared this week, folks. Yes, we've even employed famous opera singers to present our weather bulletins.
Sunny spells will spread to coastal regions by midday.
We've the latest top 10 hits from our very own church bell ringing charts.
And up 3 places to number 10, it's St. Michael's Presbyterian Chapel with Ave Maria. We discovered that Dad's army actor, John Le Mesurier, auditioned for the role of the Godfather.
Don Corleone, the Banzini brothers have just killed Sonny. Hyman Roth has just killed 14 of our men in Los Angeles. What do you suggest that we do?
Well, I really think it would be awfully nice if we could all just live together happily, don't you think? It really would be quite marvellous. Really would.
But first, sad news. A tribute to renowned wartime entertainer Cheeky Bobby Fawcett, a local man who died last week.
In a career spanning almost a century, Fawcett entertained the troops from the Sudan to Anzio. Here's a rare phonographic recording of him from the Boer War cheering up the Welsh guards at the Battle of Rorke's Drift.
Those damn drums, sir. They're getting closer.
Too close, Jenkins. All right, men. This is our last chance. Rifles at the ready.
Hey, you're adorable bee. That's a beautiful sea. You're a cute little jam.
Yes. Mr. Fawcett's insistence on entertaining the troops, even at the front line, became legendary. 1942 found him aboard a British submarine somewhere in the Atlantic.
Sir, we've been hit, starboard bow.
Batten down the hatches, men.
You broke the port, Captain.
Oh, my God, dive!
I don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fawcett, for God's sake, will you shut up?
Oh, come on, you killjoys, all together now. Hey!
Patches of cloud will clear over eastern counties by mid-morning.
Over and out of the scout hut in the high street where Bletchley Amateur Dramatic Society are rehearsing their latest production, Jurassic Park.
All right, everyone, all right, quiet, please. Now, Mr. Crowther.
Yes?
Could you please try and be a little more fierce, Mr. Crowther? You're meant to be playing a velociraptor.
Oh, right. How about,
I said a velociraptor, not a chihuahua.
Sorry, no, only I forgot to put my teeth in.
Yes, we noticed. When you lunged at Mr. Prendergast just now, you were meant to emit the ferocious growls of a savage 100-million-year-old reptile, not make sucking noises with your gums. Now then, from the top, please. Enter Mr. Prendergast, stage left.
It's all right, kids. I think we're safe now.
And enter the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Oh, wonderful! I see Mr. Wellington's elocution lessons have certainly paid off.
Having trouble getting upstairs, then you need a Watson's budget stair lift. There's no messy mechanical contraptions and no electricity bills to pay. It's simple, safe, and effective. With a Watson's, you'll feel as if you're being carried upstairs by an old, trusted friend. that's because you are. You see, it's a person. For £1.50, Mr. Terry Watson will come round and carry you upstairs. He's quite strong and he's got over that little problem he had last year. Why not invest in a Watson's Economy Stairlift? It's cheaper than that one Thora Heard recommends.
Nudging fifth position this week, bell pickers, it's those wild guys at St. Bartholomew's with My Ding-a-Ling.
Time now for our very own workers' playtime, ladies and gentlemen. This week, Enrico Valdez and his orchestra visit Bletchley Municipal Library for a meal break melody.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the sensuous sounds of... Sorry. The sensuous sounds of Enrico Valdez and his orchestra featuring Cleo Rocco. So close your Catherine Cooksons, put away your Alistair MacLeans and enjoy a meal break melody.
Your love, it's the cauldron of desire. It's the bursting into fire in my soul. Your precious love is a sweet forbidden haven. I am guilty in extreme to pursue my wildest dream. I intend to steal your love. You're standing there, your lips so tender. How can I fail to admire the splendor that is you? You fire a dream that I only half remember. And love is a promise of a kiss that you're holding me to. Your love, it's a cauldron of desire. It's a bursting into fire in my soul. Your precious love is a sweet forbidden haven. I am guilty in extreme to pursue my wildest dream. I intend to steal your love.
All aboard the 8:13.
Excuse me, I'm late. Where's the train, please?
Well, it's there, sir, right in front of you, sir. Hop on now, you'll miss it.
But that's a Hornby narrow gauge model railway, sir.
Yeah, it's part of the cutbacks, I'm afraid, sir. Since privatisation, we've had to rationalise our rolling stock. Climb on now, we're cutting about all day.
But it's an inch tall now.
Size isn't everything, sir.
It is when you want to get to Swindon.
The other passengers aren't complaining.
What other passengers?
Well, there's Big Ears, Sly the Goblin and Mrs. Tubby the Bear. They're very happy.
Well, considering they're 2 centimetres tall and made of plastic, I'm not surprised.
If you don't want to travel Eastern Express, sir, that's your choice.
Look, all I'm asking for is a train I can actually fit in.
Oh. Oh. Sir wants a nice big proper train, does he? Sir wants to actually fit inside. Sir wants to actually travel where he wants to go. You'll be asking for the bleeding moon next.
No, I don't want the moon. I just want a train.
We all want a train, don't we, sir? You make me sick. You show up here with your ticket and your expectations, casually demanding a train you can actually get into. We're doing our best here, you know, mate. We're trying to get through the day here. It's not easy. Especially when namby-pamby snobs like you turn up and say, can I go somewhere? Do you think I want to be in charge of a fleet of miniature trains? Do you think I get out of bed each morning and say, oh, whoopee! Another day spent trying to persuade passengers to cram themselves into vehicles. Ants would feel claustrophobic in...
I'd like to speak to the station master, please.
Very well. Here he is.
Where?
In me pocket.
Here at the Iranian embassy siege, events seem to be taking a dramatic turn. Yes, the SAS are storming the place now, descending like spiders from the roof and scrambling through the embassy windows. But goodness me, what's happening? An old man in a clown's outfit is scrambling in after them.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, come on, the world smiles with you.
Now,
Now, here in Bletchley, folks, we are sticklers for social justice. Are the working conditions for British people getting worse? We sent our intrepid reporter, Mr. Babcock, to investigate.
Right, maybe that'll teach you to be 5 minutes late back from lunch. Take him away.
Mr. Beamish, you're managing director of this small family shoe shop.
That's right.
What do you say to the accusation that you're not treating your employees with quite the respect they deserve?
I say, stop saying it. I don't like hearing it. My staff have luncheon vouchers and optional overtime. They're very happy.
But you've just flogged one of them.
Now, you used the word flog. I didn't.
What word would you use, then?
Beaten. Mrs. Seaton, how many times have I told you to close the till after every transaction?
Sorry, Mr. B.
Mr. Beamish, how do you justify whipping your employees?
I don't. I just like it. Anyway, whipping's not the main part of our training process.
What is, then?
Well, hanging by the thumbs, mostly.
Oh, please, Mr. Beamish, let me down, for God's sake! Let me down!
Not until you've learned how to change your receipt roll properly, you piece of filth.
Mr. Beamish, I understand 15 people have died since joining your staff.
Now, you see, you say died. I prefer to say ceased to breathe. Anyway, they're all Nancy boys. None of them even the basic knowledge of elementary accounting.
So what did you do?
I shot them. As my old economics lecturer Benji Whipsnake told me, the only language employees understand is the language of the bullet.
Excuse me, I bought these shoes yesterday. They're the wrong size.
Mrs. Seaton?
Yes, sir.
Did you sell this gentleman these shoes?
I think so, sir.
What's he doing?
I'm a shooter.
No. All I wanted was to change them to size 9.
Rubbish, yes, to die.
No, please.
All part of a training process. In a few weeks, you'll be able to hold her head up high and say, I am an efficient shoe shop assistant.
But she's dead.
Booger.
So you do have a conscience.
No, it's just that I have to find someone to cover for on the Saturdays. You know what I mean?
Well, folks, time, like an armed robber in a small local branch of Bradford and Bingley, has run out. There's just time to go over to the Scout Hut to see how Bletchley Amateur Dramatic Society are getting on rehearsing Jurassic Park.
Oh, Mr. Collingwood, how many times have I told you? No upstaging!
So, don't forget your umbrellas! Good night, everyone!
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Truly Madly Bletchley, starring Liz Fraser, Stephen Critchlow, Matthew Bell, Peter Hugo Daly, and Julian Dutton, with special guests Enrico Valdez, Cleo Rokos, and Nikki Binelli. The show was written by Julian Dutton and produced by Andy Ailey.